This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, December 26th, 2022, I'm Eben Brown. The past few years has seen rising anti-Semitism in the United States, coming in the forms of both speech and violence, and it happens most in New York City, which still has perhaps the largest concentration of American Jewish citizens in the U.S.
Everybody's against anti-Semitism. The question is, what is being done? What is the program? What exactly does the White House have in mind to fight anti-Semitism? Can I get a copy of the plan?
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The rantings of rapper Ye, formerly Kanye West, against what he claims is the work of Jewish people suppressing his career, impacting the Trump presidency, oppressing black people, are shocking, perhaps, but hardly new. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and it is documented to be the most common form of hate crime in the U.S. But there is more to this ancient yet repeating hate than just tweets of a celebrity. And yes, white anti-Semites committed mass shootings at synagogues in Pittsburgh and Poway, California, while a Muslim terrorist attacked one near Fort Worth, Texas. And yes, a radical black nationalist attacked a kosher grocery in New Jersey, but visible Jews, that is, Jews who dress traditionally, are physically assaulted on sidewalks. Jewish students are harassed on college campuses. And while there is sympathy, there is also apathy.
I think we're in very, very bad shape. And in a very dangerous, dangerous situation.
Dov Hyken is a former New York State lawmaker. He's a longtime member of the Democratic Party and an activist and advocate for Jews in New York City. He's also one of the founders of Americans Against Anti-Semitism, which is promoting a new interactive book and companion app.
I served in the New York State Assembly, this legislature in New York, for 36 years. And, you know, anti-Semitism has always been there. I mean, that's nothing new. But I got to tell you that the last 4 years, and you know, year after year, the statistics don't lie. The numbers have gone through the roof. And as bad as they have been, it seems like the last 2 or 3 months, it has exploded on the right, on the political right, on the left. There's one thing anti-Semites on the political spectrum agree on. One thing, maybe the only thing. And that is Jew hatred, that the Jews are responsible. You know, it's all my life I've been reading, studying, trying to understand why my grandparents went to the gas chamber in 1944. My mother went to Auschwitz in 1944. Her family, most of her family, were murdered the day they got to Auschwitz. And all my life, I've been trying to understand this hatred, where it comes from, and reaches a point sometimes where regular people, ordinary people, will be, guards in concentration camps and will be involved in the murder of men, women, and children to the tune of 6 million, 2 million children, as happened during the Holocaust. I mean, so the last 4 years have just been a horror, and the last couple of months, it has exploded. You know, the Jewish people are approximately 15 million in the entire world. People are shocked by this.
It's a very small number.
It's a number that almost no one should even look at the Jewish people. There's so few in terms of the population of the world, which is over 8 billion, 8 billion, 15 million Jews. But it seems that, this hatred, just blame the Jews. You know, you didn't get a job. It was the Jewish people responsible. The Jews control the media. The Jews control the banks. The Jews, it's always the Jews, the Jews, the Jews. And people are very nervous now and very, very concerned about the future. I mean, to the point where people actually ask me, are we living the 1930s Nazi Germany in America? I mean, it hurts me to hear people express that in that fashion. Are we going through what was going on in Nazi Germany in the early 30s? You know, before they began to murder Jews. You know, Adolf Hitler came to power in January of 1933. The final solution, the plan, the methodical plan to murder every single Jew didn't happen until years, years later at the Wannsee Conference, I believe in 1941, if I remember correctly, where they actually planned, how do we murder everyone, every single Jew in the world? That was really the goal. So, you know, when hatred is out there, you can say, well, you know, it's a passing phase. It'll go away. We go through different stages. But I got to tell you, something is going on out there that makes me very nervous. And I'm not an alarmist. You know, when people talk to me about, you know, we're living through Nazi Germany 1930s, I tell them that's not correct. I tell them it's bad, but not that bad. But I got to tell you, it's very scary what's going on when you have the legitimization of anti-Semitism. It's become almost, you got to look at the internet and the responses when Kanye West does his vile hatred, you know. And again, that alone is so bizarre because last time I looked, Kanye West is black.
Yes.
And black people were not the favorites of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis.
Certainly not.
I mean, it's pathetic. It's ignorant to talk the way he does, but it is the reality. You see a lot of the responses, thousands, tens of thousands. You know, the anti-Semites come out of the woodwork. You know, yeah, the Jews. Yeah, the Jews. Scary.
Anti-Semitism, to me, it's very ancient. It's a very ancient form of hate. But in this year, or these years, I don't necessarily fear the anti-Semite who wants to accuse me of deicide. I'm concerned about the anti-Semite who insists he loves Jews, but thinks Israel is a fascist state.
Yeah.
But the attacks are never against quote-unquote Israelis. The attacks are against Jews.
I mean, you have the state of Israel, a country that everybody knows, is surrounded by enemies that say openly, it's not a secret, they don't hide it, that they want to destroy the Jewish state. Neighbors, countries like Iran, they want to eradicate the Jewish people, the state of Israel, a country of 9 million people, 7 million Jews. And Israel defends itself. You know, Jews defending themselves seems to be a problem for a lot of people out there. The New York Times does great editorials for the Jewish people when Jews are being murdered. But when Jews are successful and they defend themselves, they're overreacting, they're being too tough, et cetera, et cetera. The people of Israel, all they care about is being able to live, walk the streets, being able to go to a pizza store and not being blown to pieces, being able to get on a bus and not being blown up, as has happened so often, and the terrorism that goes on. So when Israel defends itself against those who are out to murder men, women, and children, when the missiles are coming over the border, thousands, each one is meant to murder innocent people. Thank God they're not successful. Israel defends itself. Israel becomes the pariah state. I mean, it's a remarkable thing to watch this BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanction. You know, the liberal progressives, the nut jobs of the Democratic Party who support BDS. Isn't it interesting? There's only one BDS movement in the entire world. There are 180 countries No BDS movement for China. No BDS movement for any country except the Jewish state. That is anti-Semitism, plain and simple.
And let's talk about how it gets conflated here, because as you're well aware, I think as so many people are quite aware, there have been physical attacks on, call them visible Jews, call them Orthodox Jews. I hate the term ultra-Orthodox. It's as if we're trying to separate even further one group from another. But people who outwardly wear their faith, they're dressed modestly, they're dressed traditionally, their head is covered. They have become targets in not just New York, but other cities as well in the United States. And often when it happens, we hear the rhetoric surrounded by it, or someone's carrying a sign, Free Palestine. Again, right. What did to use a term among our folk, what did this Hasid in Williamsburg have to do with a political situation halfway around the world? And that's anti-Semitism.
Absolutely. Look to our enemies. You're a Jew, period. Now, if they can identify you as a Jew because you're wearing a Star of David or you wear a yarmulke on your head like I do, that's a Jew out there. But they feel the same way about all Jews, those who are not identifiably Jewish. And let me point out that, you know, hate today is alive, unfortunately, in a big, big way, on the right and the left. But let me talk about New York for a moment and what's going on here, because the numbers here are through the roof.
Yeah.
In the month of November, there were more attacks upon the Jewish people in New York, meaning identifiable Jews, than all the other groups put together, three times as many. In other words, if you look at the Black community, the Latino community, the Asian community, LGBT community, and on, three times as many attacks upon Jews as all the other groups put together. Something is really wrong. But the facts are the facts. I know a lot of people have a problem with facts. They rather not deal with facts. But, the reality is that the attacks are coming from the minority community. And until we address that, until the mayor and the governor and others talk about that and have that discussion, we're never going to solve the problem.
We're speaking with former New York State Assemblyman Dov Hikind. He's also the founder of Americans Against Anti-Semitism on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition. We'll have more with Dov Hikind straight ahead. As I guess many American Jews have, I have plenty of Gentile friends who are sympathetic. They are appalled by what they have seen, but I don't think they understand what it feels like to be on the receiving end of this. And I'm lucky enough, I consider myself quite lucky enough that I have not been in my adult life seriously targeted by anti-Semitism. As a child in the schoolyard, I grew up in a town with not a very large Jewish population, and I was bullied a couple times. And the bullying admittedly stopped when I punched someone in the nose. And my parents were called, my father came in, and my father looked at the principal and said, good. And that was it. And it never happened again. But obviously the answer isn't to punch everybody in the nose, at least not really, especially if you're an adult. But we have what I would like to think are allies. We have people who are sympathetic, people who are appalled by this, but I don't think they internalize it or understand it the way we can. How do we communicate this to them? How do we communicate this to our American neighbors, whether they're devoutly Christian, mildly Christian, agnostic, Muslim even, who knows? How do we spread this message to them? Because it almost feels like we need their help.
Well, first of all, I totally agree with you. An overwhelming majority of people, I mean, I'm not talking about 51%, overwhelming majority of people care, are decent, are against all kinds of hate. That's not an issue. But it takes a minority to create havoc. And that's what happened in Nazi Germany. It doesn't take a majority. It takes a minority dedicated, devoted to hating. One of the things that's very important is being educated about the facts. You know, having the knowledge. And most people, even within the Jewish community, you need to know the facts. For instance, Israel, the Palestinians, you know, what is the story of the history of the Palestinian people and the Jewish people in the 19th century? The issue with the refugees, you know, the Jews kicked the Palestinians out of their homes. If one studies history and one studies the facts, it's quite different. When, you know, having knowledge, having information, understanding that little things can lead to very serious situations by studying past history, studying things that happened in the past, you know, where Jews have been murdered. And I'm not just speaking about the Holocaust. You know, we in Americans Against Antisemitism, we just came out with a book called A Brief and Visual History of Antisemitism. And I have to say, this book, there's nothing like it in the world. I mean, it takes a lot of chutzpah for me to say that. I mean, there's got to be other books. I mean, my God, there's
For our friends listening, chutzpah means nerve. That's the
exactly. I thought chutzpah was an English word. But anyway, this visual, by the way, this book is beautifully done and goes back to the period of the Greeks, the Romans. Very easy to go through. And also one of the things about this book that is revolutionary, there are 70 videos that you can watch. You put an app on your phone, free, and you watch 70 different videos about the stuff that you're actually reading about. People need to have the tools in terms of understanding what anti-Semitism is and understanding how it can go really bad where terrible things happen. So I just want to say to everyone out there, I guarantee that getting this book, the family sharing and reading and going through things, will be an amazing experience. It's on Amazon. In fact, it's doing fabulous. It'll be in bookstores soon. A Brief and Visual History of Antisemitism. People need to educate themselves. People need to demand from their elected officials. You know, the only thing we get right now when there's antisemitism, I got to tell you, everyone is very courageous. They condemn it. You know, they're against it. Isn't that wonderful? Everybody's against anti-Semitism. The question is, what is being done? What is the program? What exactly does the White House have in mind to fight anti-Semitism? Can I get a copy of the plan? Right. Can I get a copy of the plan from the mayor of New York, Adams, or the governor, Hochul? If there's no plan, if there's no document that you and I can look at, how are they going to deal with it? Just talk. Talk is cheap.
Dov Hikin, former member of the New York State Assembly, now the founder of Americans Against Antisemitism. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.